Thank you so much for coming in today. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Christy, and we are going to be talking to Dawn Kellogg. She is from the Summit Federal Credit Union, and she is the Public Relations and Community Engagement Specialist. So you didn't think I'd remember, but I have it written down, so that's how.
Oh, well, thank you.
And also here with us today is the Villa of Hope's Director of Care Coordination, Robin Wagner. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of big things happening.
Absolutely. It's the holidays.
I haven't seen Dawn in like, what? How long has it been? A year or so?
At least,
yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But a lot of things for the holidays. And the Summit Federal Credit Union has teamed up with Villa of Hope to support those in need for the holiday season. And you're calling this the Villa of Hope's Holiday Wishes.
It is the Holiday Wishes
awesome.
Program. Yes.
Well, and tell me about it, ladies.
Well, why don't you go ahead, Robin?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for sharing information about the program. Villa of Hope serves a whole lot of people a year, over 1,000, 2,000 per year. And a lot of those families are in need over the holiday season. And so we partner with local Summits and also Starbucks in the area. And we set up a holiday wishes display at each of those locations. And so we have a sign and gift tags that folks that stop into those locations can pick up. They have information about a child in one of our programs, their age, a few gifts that they would like. And then the hope is that folks stop in, grab a card, go shopping, grab a gift or two, and then bring it back to that location. And then our staff stop in pretty regularly and bring those donations to their families in need over the holidays. And so it's been phenomenal over the past several years, and we're really excited about doing it again this year.
I think this is a great program. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been doing it?
Oh, I've been doing it as long as I can remember, at least the last 10.
And we've been partnering with Villa of Hope for about 10 years in this project. And it's
wow.
Wonderful because they come in and bring a beautiful display into each of our lobbies, and it adds to the festive atmosphere.
Right. Makes it look a little festive for the season.
Absolutely. And you know, our mission or our philosophy as a credit union is people helping people. And what better time to do that than the holidays? I mean, we do that all year round because it's our mantra, it's our philosophy, but especially during the holidays when you know, people are really, you know, struggling, and you know, whether they're away
it's
from
a tough
home,
time, yeah.
It's a very tough time for a lot of people, you know what I mean? And you know, to try and fill those holiday wishes, especially for younger kids, is really important. And parents, you know, some parents have a tough time doing that. So we like to make
especially
that,
if you have more than one, two, three, like I can't even imagine.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So, you know, it's our way of giving back to our communities, which we do, you know, all year, but especially during the holidays.
Yeah, it's so great. And I love that you could just take it right back to the same branch.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays within that community, which is fantastic,
mm-hmm.
right? This isn't like they're shipping it off to a national thing. This is
right.
all local.
Yep.
Staying to the kids here that need it.
Yep.
And there are many, which I don't think we realize.
Right.
You know, I don't think people realize how tough times have been, especially the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it just keeps getting a bigger impact. And then when you really see it is the holidays. Have you seen more people in need this year than in the past?
It's been tough. We have a lot of families. So we serve youth, families, and adults. And so for this campaign, we also provide gifts for the children of the adults that we serve. And we've seen a lot of adults that we work with lose jobs recently,
right?
Not have homes and places, a safe place to sleep. And so if you're worried about, you know, what you're going to eat for dinner that night or where you're going to sleep, providing gifts for your kids for the holidays is probably the last thing on your mind. And it's probably one of the toughest things to have to worry about during this really tough time. And so the fact that we can at least provide a little bit of extra support, ease their mind a little bit, and really support kids having stuff for the holidays when they might not otherwise.
Right, which is such a great program too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these families that come in. Sometimes you can make a thing out of it with like your whole family, get your kids involved, help them shop with you. I mean, they love this.
Well, you know, and we with our sort of financial literacy programs, which are huge at the Summit, you know, we really want to make sure that people are financially literate. We kind of try and teach people from a very young age to not only spend and save, but also share, because we want to help build those philanthropists of the future and those givers of the future, whether it's giving of your time, giving of your talents, or giving of your hard-earned money.
Right, because some people don't have the money, but maybe they have the time to shop for these items or something, or volunteer at Villa of Hope. There is always a way that you can help.
Absolutely, and that's so important. It's important to start that at a really young age, too. You know,
absolutely.
I can't tell you how great the staff at these locations have been, too. They're so welcoming to us, and we've had so many years where staff have themselves have purchased gifts.
I'm sure they do. They see them sitting there, walk by them every day, and they go, "Oh, I'm just going to take one, two." They keep taking them. Yeah.
So it's just been been really incredible partnerships over the years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do. We have a very giving staff. You know, we really do. Yeah. I mean, I think that whole people helping people philosophy of the industry, it really does filter down to the individuals who work, you know, certainly in our institution. So,
well, this is a great program. I'm glad you both have partnered together for at least 10 years now.
Yeah,
I'm sure that will continue. Tell me a little bit more, Robin, about Villa of Hope.
Well, we are an agency. We serve primarily Monroe County, but we also have several programs that serve the surrounding counties of Monroe. And so we have a pretty far reach. Like I said, we work with children, families, and individual adults. So we serve a whole spectrum of folks. We have community programs. We have a school. We're opening a new Living Hope Treatment Center. And so we have a big reach with a lot of various continuum of care types of services. I myself oversee our care coordination program. So I work with children and adults that need support typically we work with youth that have some mental health needs or a history of complex trauma. That's really our specialty. But the Villa as a whole serves a lot of different types of needs for individuals.
You really do. Like, you have to go on your website.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that mm-hmm. you do. Like, I didn't even know how much you took care of or that you helped or that you did. And your mission, it says rebuild, recover, renew. I love that.
Yep. Absolutely. That's really our goal from day one. And we want to support our youth, adults, and families that we work with and really supporting that sustainable and long-term success and progress.
Right.
And so we have a continuum of care. So we have programs for youth in the household. We have programs for adults in the household. We have programs for if kids need to leave the household and for when they come back. And so we try to have all those touch points for various needs and for various individuals within a family.
I love it. I love that you do so much. Behavioral health, too, providing services for mental health, which is so big. And we don't know sometimes where to start or where to go. So if you do need help, we can get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
VillaofHope.org is their website, and you can find out all of the things on their website. There's also a chance for if you need a job even, right? So this is like, we get you started, we get you help, we get you better, and then we help you get a career.
We are always hiring, and I myself, I've been at the Villa for over 11 years, and I actually started in a direct care position and have worked my way up to a director level position. And so, amazing agency to work for, and yes, if you're looking to help someone else, and that's kind of just your passion and what you're looking to do, absolutely check out our careers page on our website.
That's awesome. And if you want to volunteer, do you guys have a place on your website for volunteering?
Yep, absolutely. They can connect directly with folks in our HR department and see what opportunities are available. We also do internships for folks that are in school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You also have a donate button on your website. Just want to point that out. So if you can't make it out to Summit, Federal Credit Union, and get someone from the wish list to help out, you can always just donate if you want to do that. Or you can donate anytime if you want to do that,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. And there's also an Amazon wish list
yep.
on that page.
Oh,
as
that's
well.
Cool.
So if you can't get out to the Summit or to a Starbucks, you can certainly go on to the Villa of Hope's website donate page and scroll down, and you'll find their Amazon wish list.
I love that so much. We have been talking about the Villa of Hope, and what they're doing with Summit Federal Credit Union is teaming up for Villa of Hope's Holiday Wishes. If you missed it in the beginning, we'll recap it for you. Robin or Dawn, who's going to recap it for me?
I'll recap. It's okay. Great. It's a wonderful program, and we've been partnering for about 10 years on this. So if you visit any Summit Federal Credit Union or Starbucks in the Rochester area, you can pick a tag off of the tree and purchase the gifts on the tag and return them to that location and make a family and a child very happy this Christmas.
Isn't that such a great program? I love it. This makes me happy even just talking about this.
And honestly, every little bit counts. Even if you can only afford to donate a small gift, it really goes a long way. And we have obviously the typical types of toys that you would donate, you know, throughout the holidays. But then there's other stuff that you might not think of that folks really need and appreciate during the holidays. And that could even just be, you know, a hat and gloves.
Or right,
basic
socks,
needs,
things
right?
like that. Yeah.
So we really can use almost everything that folks are interested in donating. And even if you didn't get a chance to pick up a tag, you're welcome to even drop a donation in the bin, regardless.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We'll make
too.
Sure
yeah.
that we get it to somebody who needs it.
And you want all this unwrapped, right? Is it unwrapped?
Unwrapped. Yep. Just so that we can make sure you know that the parents can then do what they would like with the gift.
Ah, I love it.
Because
okay,
sometimes
good idea.
They choose to wrap themselves mm-hmm, to put mm-hmm. under the tree. So we let the parent of the youth kind of decide how they choose to present that gift to their child.
Ah, that's great. Yeah. I love this so much. It warms my heart. And I love this community so much.
Oh, yeah.
So many giving people here.
Absolutely. We live in an amazing community.
We do. We really
very
do.
Philanthropic community, I
yes.
think.
Yes.
You know?
This is my favorite time of the year at work, honestly. It's just such a feel-good time, and it just makes me so proud to be in a part of this community and,
yeah.
and be in the field and really... there's so many generous
absolutely.
Folks this time of year.
I know, so especially you're seeing it firsthand, yeah. right? So you're like, you're right in there. If you would like more information, you can always go to their website, villaofhope.org. You can check it all out there. Or you can just call Dawn because she'll tell you.
Or you can visit the Summit Federal Credit Union's website too. We have it posted on our website.
Oh, perfect.
At summitfcu.org.
Wonderful. Dawn Kellogg, Public Relations and Community Engagement Specialist at the Summit Federal Credit Union. And from Villa of Hope, the Director of Care Coordination, Robin Wagner. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.